This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day for joining us. Those hearing us on the radio are listening in on Wednesday. The program which aired on Monday, I replayed that on Tuesday. I know many people were off on Monday, with Monday being a Labor Day here in the United States. Hope everyone had a wonderful day. This program again aired on Tuesday. I thought it was an important program, so I played it again because, in my opinion, there's no more important thing than the name of Jesus. And if I had my way, I'd replay the program 1,000 times over if it was up to me. Because there's no more important thing here than the name of Jesus. There's no more important thing than this verse. Acts chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Neither is there salvation in any other." There is no more important thing for me to read to this galaxy, any soul that needs redemption, than this. "Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." May I play that program over and over again for 100 years? May I play it over and over and over and over and over again. No other name than the name of Jesus. There is power in the name. There is salvation in the name. There is healing in the name. We read throughout this book, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk," he says. There's power in the name, healing in the name, salvation in the name. Demons tremble at the name. You are saved at the name. You've got peace at the name. You will rise again to eternal life if you die and leave this world by the name. The name of Jesus. By that name, we must be saved. I'd say that's worthy of being repeating, isn't it? What do you think? As Christians, it's funny, you know, football players, those that are professionals, or baseball players, they practice the same play all year long, and they're commended for it. But a pastor will say the same thing twice, and they want to string him up and fire him. I think we need to be professional Christians who know the playbook. That's my opinion. This is what I do at the church that I pastor. I try to have everyone here, everyone in the congregation, as professional Christians who know the playbook. When it's fourth and goal and it's the Super Bowl and God sends in an audible, what do you say? Well, let me read that now. Hold on a minute. I'll get right back to you. How well do you know the playbook? I think we should know it well. I think we should know it as well as the back of your hand. I mean, think about it. In my worst day, I have memorized at least 500 songs with all verses to all the songs. How about you? How many songs have you memorized? How many Bible verses have you memorized? I don't say that to condemn you. I say that to just open your eyes. That's my prayer, that you would have an equal passion for the Word of God as you do for music or sports or anything else. May you have an equal passion for the Word of God as well. That's my prayer. We're in Romans. We're in Acts chapter 4. Let's pick it up now after this statement. There's a new paragraph here, verse 13. It says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. Funny, the Greek word there is idiotes. I-D-I-O-T. Yes. Where our word, though not the meaning here, where our word idiot comes from. Though let me stress again, that's not what the Greek word means here. But when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took notice that they had been with Jesus. Ha! I love it. What a great verse. When they saw these guys and remembered that they had been with Jesus, when they saw the boldness of them, then they stopped and thanked and had to remember, oh, these guys had been with Jesus. You see what happens when you hang around Jesus? Number one, you turn bold. You see, Jesus turns your weakness into strength when you hang around him. Now, how can you hang around him? He's not here anymore. In his word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word was God. How do you hang around Jesus today? Be in the word. Go to where Jesus speaks if you want to hang around Jesus. And if you want people to look at you and marvel and recognize this person here, you, I'm speaking to you, that you've been with Jesus. How? By going to where he talks. Go to where Jesus talks. Hang around him for a while, and then you're going to have to put a veil on your face when you leave his presence, the same as Moses. This comes through spending time with him. This is what happens when you've been with Jesus. Number one, you turn bold. Number two, you become educated. You see, regardless of your background, regardless of your education, when you've been with Jesus, he can do great and mighty things through you. You become educated. Where is that? Psalm 119. It says, I know more than my teachers. Why? Because the Holy Spirit. You can become educated. These unlearned men here, it says here in this text, unlearned and ignorant men became brilliant men. Why? Why? Because they were in the presence of Jesus. They hung around with the Savior. And you and I can do the same thing today, too, by hanging around him as well. Spend time in the Word. This is where we're at here today. Spend time in the Word. So as I said before, seeing that Jesus is no longer here, how can you and I be with him? In his Word, number one. Number two, in his sanctuary is how you can spend time with Jesus. Find out where Jesus is and go and hang out there. Fill your mind and spirit with the Word of God. Read it. Listen to it if your eyesight is bad or has gone bad or if your eyesight is gone. When you do this and enter back into the outside world, people will know you've been with Jesus. The same as Peter, the same as God did with him, God wants to do and is willing to do with you too. When you spend time with him, when you find where Jesus is and go hang around with him in his presence, get into your Bible, get into the Word, spend some quiet time with the Lord and then some, and go to the sanctuary, go to where the presence of the Lord is, and spend time there, listening in the quiet. Spend time with Jesus. And then, like I said, when you do this and then enter back into the outside world to where your children are, to where your husband is, or your wife, people are going to recognize you've been with Jesus. Do you need a touch from God? Is your family upset at you and disappointed? Maybe you felt like you've let your family down. Maybe you keep going around that same old mountain and you feel like you just can't get the victory. Has it come that your family just seems like always sees you fall or fail, and they don't see you get the victory, or same old so-and-so, let me encourage you, friend. God wants to do a great work in you. He's already begun it. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it. That's a promise. As much as there's only one way, as much as I am the door, he who enters in by me will be saved, as much as all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved, as much as all those other truths are true, so is this one. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it. Take it down, write it down, and take it to the bank. Let God be true and every man a liar. God keeps his promises. There is a yellow sign hanging around you just can't see that says, God at work. You are a construction zone. He who has begun a good work in you will complete it. Don't give up. Don't give up. Get stronger. Go back to the Lord. Spend time with him. Spend time in his presence. If what I just mentioned a minute ago describes you, spend time in the presence of the Lord. Let him change you. Let him continue to work on you. And then, as you're doing this, and then you go back into the world that has seen the old you, they too will marvel. And they'll recognize that you've been with the Lord Jesus. Or maybe a great opportunity will arise and they'll say, what's different about you? You look different. You're acting different. This is not the same old Joe that I know. This is not the same old Sue that I know. What's different about you? This could be a great opportunity for you to share with others the goodness of God and what Jesus has done for you, how he's changing you, how you're not the same person that you used to be. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. Let me say, too, that your family, your friends, those that knew you will take knowledge of you, too. You see, friends, this is how we can lead others to the Savior, and that is when people want what you have. You know, when you read about these people, sometimes these wild, crazy people screaming Jesus on a street corner and people go by, what do people say? People don't want any part of that. They think the person is crazy. We read about demons doing that in the New Testament. The woman with the spirit of Python who says, these men are showing you the way to be saved. And when Paul heard that, the text says Paul was greatly annoyed at this woman. You see, it's when people see the change in you is what draws people to the Savior. When people know you, know who you used to be, how you used to act, the things you used to do, the ways you used to treat your wife. When people know that and see the change in you, it's that is what draws people to the Savior. We're out of time. For more info or if I can help you in any way, write to me. Paul@WMIEFM.com. We'll be back again soon with a new program. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.